This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, where we blend pop culture and politics as cleverly as a spider weaves a web. At least I like to think that. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. And I'd like to kick things off with a debate that's coming up between Tommy Lahren and Chelsea Handler. And if you're not hearing about it, don't feel... My producer's looking at me like, what? Yeah, if you don't know about it, don't feel bad. You know, it was funny. We were talking about pundits and TV shows with some very interesting folks when I was in Paris. And I mentioned Tommy Lahren, and everybody's like, where is she? What happened to her? And they were talking about, should she have gone, you know, Fox picked her up. And I said, who knows? They've probably been talking to, you know, a lot of people. But I said, there's nothing interesting about Tommy Lahren. She had a good home at Beck. She should have left it there. She should have stayed out of the limelight for a bit, really understood who she was, worked with a handler, not Chelsea, by the way, and understood, you know, what the road she was on, what her career path was. But now she's going to debate Chelsea Handler, which means she's moving over to the left. She wants to pretend to be a rightist while moving over to debate Chelsea Handler, who is one of the, oh my gosh, I don't know much about her. She admits to a lot of things, but that woman has been rode hard and put up wet. There's a video of her in the water trying to get it back into a boat, and a guy is peeing on her. And so there was a hashtag that says, Tommy Chelsea debate questions, and one was something along the lines like, what does it feel like to be peed on? And I just it got my attention. I started looking at it, and I went, okay, I'll play along. So what are some of the questions? You know, if a train leaves the station at 10:30 a.m. going 100 miles an hour, let me finish this, going 100 miles an hour, it says, will you both will just go away? I mean, it was stuff like that. These people are clever. What's it like to get peed on? Okay, here's one. What does IDK stand for? I don't know. You either? Maybe you have to read that one. Here was one. I don't know who this is for, but it's, which Olsen twin are you? Here's one I thought was really clever. Why is there no W in one, but there's a W in two that isn't used? Good job. How about this one? How many chucks would a woodchuck chuck if no one gives a freak about either of you? That was what Scott in South Carolina said. And it says, if Trump is a tyrant and cheese is delicious, which of you should drive the car? Okay, I like that. Which of you is more pro-choice? Ooh, that one was a slam on Tommy Lahren. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, and then they show a picture of Chelsea Handler, and it says, is it true that you're only 42? Yikes. This one, like I said, Chelsea, here's what I give Chelsea Handler credit for. She's built a D-list career, and honestly, she can be funny, snarkily funny. She's sort of a replacement to Janine Garofalo's kind of humor, if you know what I'm talking about. That sort of morbid, you know, woe is me, but it's more I'm striking out at you because of what's bothering me, so it's displaced animus. And I've seen her, and she can be somewhat entertaining. But I don't understand this leftist mentality that wants to attack everything we are. And you know what I think it is for her? I think it's an apology by her of the crazy life she's led. I didn't read her book, but it would not surprise me to learn that this woman has been abused in every way possible. And quite honestly, she asked for it. She wanted it to be abused. When I say that, I mean she put herself out there to say, do whatever you want with me. And I'm only inferring this because I've heard her talk about her book and her life. She's like, yeah, I did it. I own it. And it from what I'm told, crazy, crazy stuff. I don't know. What else we got? Toilet paper over and under? Is that a question they should ask? Why do we still have ice? What happened to global warming? Oh, let's see. Current events. Where is Poland? Hint, it's not a strip club. How many strings are you on a yo-yo? How many strings are on a yo-yo? Oh, okay, got it. I don't know why I got dyslexic on that. How many strings are on a yo-yo? I don't know if they're going to be able to answer that. That requires too much intellect. Can you tie your own shoes? Oh, you could do better than that. Come on, guys. Be more creative. Anyway, I couldn't believe these guys are going to debate. And this has become, I'm not going to say it's become, but that's where Tommy Lahren is sort of sunk to. And again, I don't care about Tommy Lahren. She wanted me to be on her show. Fox wouldn't let me. I wanted to be on her show because I thought it was interesting. I thought I was happy to see her career sort of gaining some steam. And then she just jumped the shark. Oh my goodness. What else we got to talk about this hour? We got a lot. We talked about a lot too. Hey, what about police officer deaths? We talked about this police officer familia who was killed in New York. But the bigger picture with that is they say almost 25% the death of police officers are up in 2017 over 2016 by almost 20% or over 20%. That's just tragic. Truly, Donald Trump inherited that mess from Barack Obama, among other things. The ambush shooting to kill that police officer. They said up 18%. This is in New York. A total of 67 officers have died so far this year, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. If there were 57 officers' death between July 1st and July 15th in 2016, 57, and now there's 67. In addition, gun-related deaths have risen by 9% from 22 to 24 for 2017, the number of deaths, gun-related deaths. The figures suggest a grim trend. 2016 was the deadliest year for police in 5 years, with a total of 135 of them dying. So, sad. Really is sad. Hey, so we got voting records to talk about. You know, it's funny. The left claims they want to get to the bottom of all these different voting, irregularities. The Russians are involved in all this. And then when you call them to task, you say, hey, look, well, give us your voting records. Suddenly, oh, I'm sorry. Where did we put those? Didn't I give those to you last night? No, you gave those to Tina. And then she gave them over to Ted. And I'll go check with Ted. And Ted's like, I never got those. And Tina's like, well, my dog ate my homework. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Donald Trump, the president, went to Poland. And, you know, he got a rock star. He got a great reception there. But before we even get into that, let me just give you a little bit of the backdrop. Poland fears Russia more than they fear any other country. Poland doesn't fear the United States. Why? Because we don't have any expansionist ideas around Poland. Poland's Poland. We're happy to say, hello, Warsaw. Hello. And they're like, hello, New York. Or hello, Chicago, whatever. So, you know, we're cool with one another. But not Russia. Russia's got that border. It's right there. And the Poles find it dangerous. They believe that without any provocation, Putin may try to pull a Crimea and annex Poland. Say it's, this is now part of Russia. Part of Russia. We love you, Poles. But those fears were relaxed a little bit for one reason and one reason only, and that is the election of Donald Trump. Under Barack Obama, Poles were fearful that Putin was coming in no matter what. For those of you who haven't noticed, the world respects America's new president. Most expect him to be president for 8 years, but Trump's potential tenure looms much larger than just how long he serves as president in this term. See, Trump ushers in a new revolution, what some people call the Trump revolution, and I agree with it. The operative word there is revolutions. Revolutions outlast presidential tenures. The impact of Reagan, for example, was felt throughout the Bill Clinton presidency. Reagan left office in, 1988? And then we had George Bush for one term, and then we had Clinton for two more. And some would even argue that leading up to Obama, there were still tentacles of the Reagan Revolution still occurring. One of the most prosperous periods in American history was under Ronald Reagan. But under Barack Obama, our allies grew weak because the leadership that Obama exuded showcased weakness. He allowed NATO, for example, to not pay its bills. He saddled instead American taxpayers with this massive military debt that we now continue to incur. There was nothing that Barack Obama did that exuded confidence that said America's in charge. But President Trump, he's reversed that. One of the first things he did, he campaigned saying NATO needs to pay its bills. NATO, NATO, NATO. The left goes, he's going to close down NATO. Not that it would matter, because we've been carrying the load anyway. If you're doing 95% of the work, what does it matter if somebody that's doing 5% leaves? But he put the warning bell out there, and guess what? NATO decided they're going to carry their own weight in order to strengthen the alliance. They're going to take the onus off of America to foot the bill every time and to foot the troops. And the NATO alliance is stronger only months into the Trump presidency. Why? Because he dare tell them, we're not here to carry your weight. You're big boys and girls. Trump's show of force in the Middle East as well as North Korea has put the world on notice that America is the world's superpower. And we're not just a superpower because of military, we're a superpower because of our GDP. We're a superpower because of the culture of Americans. We're a superpower because we're armed as individual citizens. We're a superpower because the world cares about our politics, not the other way around. So, I've told this story. I got a buddy who plays He plays professional football. His name is Jeff. And Jeff was over in Europe, and he'd gone to Poland to do like some PR stuff. And they went to a classroom, and he's in big black dude. And he says to the kids, I'm from the greatest country in the world. And he overheard one of the kids say, he doesn't look Russian to me. And Jeff kind of chuckled. And he couldn't believe that they said that. And he doesn't look Russian to me, big black dude. I mean, what a quip. And he says it was eye-opening, because that's the way they saw it. This was under Obama. That's the way they saw it. America was no longer to be the greatest country in the world. The most powerful country in the world. And they said, he doesn't look Russian. They saw Russia as the most powerful country in the world. They saw Putin as a formidable foe. Not Barack Obama, not the United States. And I'm glad we're not a foe, but they didn't see us. They weren't holding us in the light that they should have been holding us in. Trump's show of force in the Middle East, as well as North Korea, has put the world on notice, folks, just like I said earlier. And when President Trump arrived in Warsaw to attend the G20 summit, the Polish people cheered, and you couldn't find it in American media. You couldn't find the reception he got, the people cheering, signs pro-Trump and so on. Couldn't find it. Because the media here doesn't want you to know that people really do like the man. He arrived with the first lady at his side, senior advisors, Jared Kushner, his daughter, Ivanka, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and many others. They got greeted by the U.S. Ambassador to Poland, a guy by the name of Paul Jones, and his wife. Then they met up with the Polish Minister of Foreign Affairs, I should say, Witold Waszczykowski, and the Minister of State. And then they got into the motorcade. But America's fake news media wants to try to convince you that the world looks down on President Trump. I told you guys before, when I was in Paris, and I didn't take like a, it wasn't a scientific poll, but I asked people, what do you think about Trump? And one of them, you know, they told me, they said, well, we know, we're told that he, you know, what was the term he used? He's a Swedish guy. He goes, he, like, messes with women. But, you know, and he goes, well, but, you know, no big deal. Like, we like him. I was like, whoa. So it was like, what they knew about Donald Trump was still the media nonsense, the narratives that he is a womanizer and he's a misogynist. But the guy was like, you know, he and his girlfriend, that they were from Stockholm, Sweden. Well, actually, they were from an hour from Stockholm, but they were like, yeah, well, whatever. You know, it's not like a deal breaker. And I thought, wow. You know, we're not told this. Make America great again. Make America stronger. Make America better. Make America safer. Those are the mantras. And you know what? Every culture on the planet understands that. I told a guy from Sweden, I said, I don't know your politics, but I said this, I wouldn't hold it against you if your political guy, you know, the main guy over there, and he named his name. I said, but let's say his name is Gulksen. If Gulksen said, we're going to make Sweden the best country in the world, I wouldn't be like, oh, look at you, oh, woo-hoo, Mr. Gulksen. I would just go, good luck with that. That's the challenge. How do we make our countries better? How do we make our societies better, safer, stronger, more peace, etc.? You do that by encouraging nationalism, exceptionalism. We have the best people in the world. You can come here. We won't attack you. We won't try to take advantage of you. We will treat you with respect. How about that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That's right. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. I'd give you guys market updates, like where we're going and all that. I haven't gotten any. I've been gone. I haven't talked to my radio team. I will tell you this. We've been broadcasting the show on Facebook live, and the numbers are looking pretty good. I don't even know what they translate to, so wish I could help you more there, but I do know that things are improving, and I always like that baby steps. You never know when things are going to come. It's like Kevin Hart said, it only took me 12 years to become an overnight success. How many times have you heard something like that? Yeah, 7 years. It took me 15 years. I became an overnight success. Morgan Freeman didn't get a break until he was in his 40s or 50s. I mean, as good of an actor as the guy is, it was one breakout role, and there was a small part that he had in it. He played like a street thug and a pimp. And it broke out, you know, his deal. So Sam Jackson, I mean, I hate to use these leftist knuckleheads, but Sam Jackson was a crackhead. And he got his break later in life and many others. What it tells you is never give up. And you know what? This movement is exactly that. Never give up. Look at what we did in 2016, people. Come on now. Hey, you know what? Let's get to the important stuff. Because there's a story breaking that you need to hear about, and I'm going to tell you, I'd be shocked if you know this one. You can listen to Limbaugh, you can listen to Levin, Ingram, you name it, Sean Hannity, my buddy. But let me tell you, I don't think you've heard this one. Yeah. Black China and Rob Kardashian have broken up. Then he published nude pictures of her, and now she's suing. But that's not even the biggest part of the story, and I already know you're going, what? Kevin, say it ain't so, bro. No, it's so. I know what you're thinking. Because I'm psychic. You're wondering, how's Trump involved? Am I right? Am I right? I know I'm right. You were going Black China, Rob Kardashian, okay? Think about it. Think of the connection. I want you to picture Russia as I'm saying this, okay? Black China, stripper, former girlfriend of a hip-hop dude, who's got baby by him, and also I think has Rob Kardashian's baby. They have now broken up. Did you hear Kardashian? What part of the country is Kardashian? Is that from the Caspian? Is that a Stan country? A Afghanistan? A Sinkle Pickle Stan? Or whatever? I don't know where it's from, but it's probably close to Russia, related to Putin, and ergo, ipso facto, NAACP-DAA, it is involving Donald Trump. Or so says CNN. Oh, what's funny, this is what I like. Y'all think the radio audience is listening to me going, Kevin, you're crazy. Let me tell you why I do this. I do this because my producers have given me like a schedule of things we're supposed to talk about, which we never do. We never end up doing the show the way they want to do it. Why? Because I'm the El Jefe. I'm the head Negro in charge. And I don't want these little white boys to think they tell me what to do up in here. So anyway, they're looking at me going, you're completely off the reservation with this, what I just did. Yeah, I threw that story in there. I know it. See, the audience didn't even know it. They don't know what I'm doing. They're like, wow, Kevin, he's very regimented in his stories. No, I tossed that one in there as an extra, folks. You don't even have to pay for that. That was extra. Hey, here's a story for you, though. Clooney. These are signs. These are signs. This was the theme of the show today. Signs. Remember that movie with Phoenix, Joaquin? Signs, and it was the Martians that landed, and he could see them. And anyway, it was a show called Signs. It had what's his name? Mel Gibson. So, yeah, signs. But we have signs. And I've been talking about the signs that you're seeing daily that you may miss. Some of these stories you don't even know about. I bet you don't know about this story. So I mentioned a while back that there are some Hollywood people that are starting to get a little Trump friendly. And I mentioned Jennifer Garner. Let's give Trump a chance. All we are saying is give Trump a chance. Yeah, so her. We have a new story that I haven't even gotten into. Maybe we'll get into it now, but a Hollywood feminist defending Donald Trump. I'm going to save her name because we may get to it next session. But, and I mentioned George Clooney's wife, Amal Clooney. I don't remember her last name, but Amal Clooney. And I said, she's working on radical Islam and the cutting of the clitoris and things like this that they do. What do they call it? Vaginal mutilation or something like that. That, as well as the rape culture of Muslims and things like this. And I said, here's a perfect example of leftism having to confront and agree with Donald Trump. Clooney now is going to have to swing back the other way to his wife's way of thinking because she grew up understanding that culture. And she fights for humanitarian rights of women, and it's going to collide with Donald Trump. And when you start seeing these fights, internal fights, where Donald Trump is going in and doing humanitarian efforts in Darfur and places like this and actually making an impact because he's not just using military, he's using our economy, and he's shifting the thought of this. And with respect to radical Islam, he's protecting women. They've got to come together. There's no other way around it. So I'm really looking forward to watching more of this occur. But right now, the Clooneys, who are pro-open borders activists, are now planning to leave the UK because they don't feel safe after the terror attacks. And this is according to an insider in their family saying they're trying to sell their place. They use their fame and fortune. They have pushed for open borders. They sat down with Angela Merkel herself to express support for her refugee policy in Germany. And now they no longer support it. See, this is where what you say and what you do comes into conflict. It's very easy to tell people, we're for open borders. Yeah, please, yeah, whatever. But it's a double standard. And the Clooneys know it's a double standard. Mm-hmm. Clooney Family Insider said that George doesn't feel like Amal and the twins are safe living in the English countryside following the attacks in London and Manchester. Neither of which, by the way, are in the countryside. They were criticized for their double standards after the mayor of Loughlio, the town where they own a $100 million mansion, warned people they would face a hefty fine if they were to go near the couple's property. Because what happened is they built this refugee camp not very far from there. Yeah. So they have a summer, it's a summer retreat. So I don't know much about, you know, I mean, I've been to Britain and obviously seen the architecture and stuff like that. And it's amazing stuff, these palaces. There's a palace, by the way, I guess it's kind of a fort in Normandy you've got to see. If you get it, you just Google it. What's it called? Palais de Saint-Laurent or whatever. But anyway, it's beautiful. But you got to see these places. They're beautiful. This is an 18th century mansion, and they set up a makeshift refugee camp near the Clooney summer retreat. Now, people are speculating on, were they already planning on selling this place? What's the deal? But the family insider says, no, they now fear what's going on in Britain. His wife is a human rights lawyer, and supposedly they're moving back to L.A. after they paid former Secret Service agents to watch their properties while they're away. So they have people, I mean, if you got $100 million to spend on a joint, let's face it, you got probably, what, $20, $30 million of stuff in it. Or maybe that's in total price. I don't know. So don't let me add anything, because that's a lot of coin. But then they got people watching the compound. So the Clooneys are violating everything that they say. If it's open borders, if you're not there, why don't you let some refugees have a, you know, little chance of the good life? See, this is what I love about being conservative. See, here's my thing. I don't want open borders, and I don't want your butt on my property. You get on my property, my Secret Service agent is going to kick your butt. It's just that simple. Huh. See, these are the double standards by which leftists, particularly Holly weirdos, live by. And I remember listening to Amal Clooney talk about her human rights issues and talk about the previous administration. And she would never say anything negative about Obama or Hillary Clinton. But you could read between the lines. They're doing her no favors. Her job as a human rights activist was put in jeopardy when every time you turn around, there's rape culture. What was the other thing I just saw about some country that just recently said that, oh, they had like a big celebration and it was a spark of rapes. It was one of these Scandinavian countries. Anyway, I'm digressing, because here's the real irony of the Clooneys fleeing back to the safety of Donald Trump's America after George Clooney called him a xenophobic fascist a year ago because he wanted to temporarily restrict migration from a predominantly Muslim countries that were condoning terrorism, I should say. Fear. Anyway, back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here talking about signs. Signs all over the place. Oh, man, the CNN hubbub. We got all kinds of things brewing that's telling you you're doing things right. How does it feel to wake up knowing that Donald Trump is in charge, not Hillary Clinton? I mean, I know I keep asking the same questions, but it's a reminder. It's a reminder. It's something to for you to say, you know what? Jeez, how would the world be different? I don't want to cause anybody to have heart attacks. If you got a pacemaker? If you got a pacemaker, you might want to turn this off. You know, suppositions here. I don't want to presume, you know, make you think about Hillary Clinton being in charge, but in order for you to understand where you are, you have to understand where you could have been. Where's Hillary? I asked this the other day. What's she doing? She's running. If you look, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I don't know who's got all the numbers. I wish I was in D.C. because I could probably get these answers quickly. But you look at what the Clinton Foundation was doing 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You look at where they are now. You look at where Hillary Clinton's star was 3-4 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, where it is today. You look at Barack Obama. He's over right now in, where's he at, in South Korea? This man still believes he's president. And you know what? The world isn't even taking him seriously. Is he a rock star? No. You know who's a rock star? Your guy. The dude with the funny hair. The dude with the name of Trump. That's who's a rock star. Every time they said Donald Trump's name in Poland, people were raising, yeah, you know, things are going to make Poland great again. They took Donald Trump's slogan, made it for Poland. And you know what Donald Trump said? Do your thing, baby. Do your thing. He might as well put on a James Brown wig and told him, hey, feel good. Got to catch myself. Because he had Polish people going, make Poland great again. Make Poland strong again. Here's the simple truth. Donald Trump is getting the right reception. He's getting the reception that he should be getting everywhere he goes in America if we had a media that was willing to report it. The media is not going to tell you the dude's a rock star. Donald Trump went to Saudi Arabia. He had the Saudis eating out of his hands. Comes back with a fat contract. He goes to Poland. He goes to wherever the dude goes. I don't care what the leadership does, because the leadership of these countries is socialist. They don't want Donald Trump there. But you know what the people want? They want him there. Austria loves Donald Trump. Britain. Forget what the British, the tabloid press says. What the people want, the Brexit folks, they cannot wait to get out of England and get out of the EU. They all love Donald Trump. And I don't have to tell you, the Iranians, the expatriates that can no longer live in their country, they couldn't be more ecstatic about Trump for the first time in a decade. They've been doing this event that I went to in Paris. They said, finally, they feel like they can actually make progress. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton hurt them to a person. I didn't find a single person that said, we love Hillary, we love Obama. Quite the opposite. But you know what your media tells you? They tell you, oh, Barack Obama's love. He's over in South Korea spreading the love. How many? Find out how many politicians want to work with Barack Obama. Let me tell you what he did. Barack Obama was a gangster. He took all the data he could get his hands on, and that's what he's holding the left hostage with. Anybody that he claims wants to work with him, they want access to the data that he has on you. Oh, they know they're not going to change your mind. But they got dirt on you, too. That's what he's got. Barack Obama has black book on everybody. And you know what? Hardly anybody's got anything on him because it's been expunged, deleted, redacted, you name it. He doesn't want you to know who he is. He's a slime ball leftist is what he is, who tried to ruin this country. And you stopped him. You didn't stop him, but you stopped him from getting his Congress. You took his Congress away from him. Then you took his surrogate, Hillary Clinton, away from him. And now he's scrambling. He's looking for anywhere to land safely. He needs a hammock. And he's looking for countries that are willing to say, we'll side with you, Mr. President, but you know what? You started a revolution again, you Tea Party activists. You go to teapartycommunity.com and get joined up. Because you started a revolution. Worldwide. Forget France. They may be too far gone, but you started it in Britain. You started in Austria. There's one in Germany. And I'm spreading it internationally because you know what? It's not enough to just do it here. We have to export the Tea Party values and virtues across the pond. Because that's the only way the world survives. That's backing up your president. When Donald Trump goes and travels places, he needs to see the raving throngs of adulating, you know, people that want to give him nothing but adulation and praise. Because he knows it's out there. It's signs, folks. Holly Weirdo Establishment reels. because one of their feminists is actually supporting Donald Trump. As if America needs any more signs that President Trump is kicking butt and taking names, we get another little jewel. This happened over the Independence Day weekend, where Lindsay Lohan defended President Trump. In her post on Twitter, she urged people to stop bullying the president and start trusting him. Now, I'm not one of these people that, ooh, Lindsay Lohan, you know, she's the next, you know, she's the Janine Garofalo of the right. Trump doesn't need her to protect him. But let me tell you, in its own small way, it means something. It is a sign. Because it isn't like Lindsay Lohan's got all the work in the world. She's 31 years old. You may remember her from Mean Girls. And I think she was touched by the gesture that the president made towards the little British infant, Charlie Gard, you know, the little kid that's dying from this rare disease. His parents want this experimental treatment for his terminal illness, but the Supreme Court of Britain is like, well, no. Well, again, who are they to tell a parent how far they should go to save their child? Who are they? I equated it to Obamacare. The government goes, nope, too much. See, it's easy to want Obamacare and all these different socialist policies until you want to extend it beyond. If they say, we're going to give everybody a Yugo, and you go, I don't want no Yugo, I want a Cadillac. They go, no, you can't have a Cadillac. I'll do whatever it takes to get a Cadillac.
No, the Supreme Court has ruled against you getting a Cadillac, black man.
I will not be denied my Cadillac. Anyway, it's funny because Lohan, a while back, she was a Hillary Clinton supporter. She did an interview with the Daily Mail, and she told people to unite behind Trump. She then urged the president to go visit the Syrian refugee camps because she's been spending a lot of time there looking at the plight of the refugees. And I get it. I understand. I mean, trust me when I tell you, there are some Syrian refugees who they don't want to be displaced. And we probably should bring them into the United States because they're not bad folks. They're being chased out by a despotic government. But Lohan was a Clinton supporter. Do you think she's understanding the politics that Hillary Clinton wasn't going to do anything positive for this situation? Maybe she was going to bring in more refugees, but they're also condoning a lot of things that the left is against. Lohan says she wants to try to get the word out to the president to bring him over, have him see all the positive things that they're doing over there and what America can do. And I don't agree with her on this. I think we need to help them find a safe space. A safe zone we can help protect to get the UN to protect it and let them resettle. There's plenty of desert out there. Let's go build some salination plants or some water thing or dig some wells. I don't care. But they don't need to come over here. The fact is, most of them don't want to be here. And the Syrians, we've seen video after video, these Syrians going, we want to go home. We want to go back to a safe place. We love America. And by the way, they love Donald Trump for intervening. And Lohan said, he is the president. We have to join him. If you can't beat him, join him. And Lohan's not the only one who's called out the bullies. The bullies who criticize the president and his supporters. If you remember, Tim Allen, who's now lost his show, by the way, not because of ratings, but because he's an outspoken conservative, but he said Hollywood is hypocritical towards Donald Trump. Says they want you to believe that Trump is the bully when in fact they're the bullies. He said this on Megyn Kelly's show when she was on Fox. He says, what I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that. A little bit hypocritical. Actress Zoe Saldana, you remember her? She said in an AFP interview back in January, that she accused some of the Holly weirdos for their lack of humility. She says, too many celebrities got cocky and became bullies. We were trying to single out a man for all these things he was doing wrong, and that created empathy in a big group of people in America that felt bad for him and that are believing in his promises. Yeah, well, he doesn't need Hollywood to validate his causes, but what I'm saying to you folks is these are signs. And you got to learn how to read the tea leaves. TeaPartyCommunity.com.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.